Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 17th of July. And it has to be said, a rather quiet end to the week. So I've thrown in a few favourites and other entertaining situations to keep people from getting bored over the weekend as well. First up is Aston Martin, where I wasn't expecting to look at this stock again for quite a while after the pullback from, 80, 90p that we had last month. But we have broken that line of resistance from June, fair and square, around the 55 pence level, also the 50-day moving average at the same level. End of day, end of week close today, above 55 pence could mean that we're ready to resume the gentle recovery from April. Best case scenario would be that while we hold above 55 pence, we could head to the top of that April trend channel at 100 pence, which would be quite a coup, I suppose. And I suppose if the shares do actually surprise us and go the other way, stop loss really back below the 50 pence level, which is the floor of the April trend channel. As I said, a bit quiet today, but so a few repeats. AMC, AMO Minerals is next. Had a nice bounce there from just below 2 pence. Old resistance becoming new support. Old resistance between 1.8 and 2 pence, and new support coming in at in that zone. Probably if you are a fan of the shares, you want to see an end of day close today back above 2.5 pence, which was yesterday's resistance, and would give us a nice candlestick and charting pattern to go with. Overall big figure or big target here up to 6 pence as a possible best case scenario, which is the top of a broadening triangle from June. Stop loss back below the 200-day moving average at 1.64, probably the best that one can say at the moment. Another old favourite is All Active Asset Capital. Here we've got that broadening triangle, which is normally one of the more solid formations that you can have. Also see the step ladder progression higher, so up, sideways, and old support, old resistance rather, becoming new support, so it ticks all those boxes. This stage really, while we're above 3 pence, which is the floor of the triangle, looking for as high as 7 pence. Be cautious on the shares, maybe you wait for an end of day close through 3.4 or 3.5 pence, which is obviously June, July resistance on that situation. A lot of speculation pre-market today regarding what shares in Boohoo would do. Some people looking for £3 or 260, 280, all sorts of figures all over the place. Most of them so far disappointing, which is rather surprising, has to be said, but it does look as though there is resistance for the shares, I suppose, between 235, 245, something like that. And really need to see an end of day close back above 245 or even 250 to allow the stock to deliver a retest of the 200-day line at 299. It was obviously noticeable last week that we had that rather painful bull trap, intraday bull trap through the 200-day moving average. And then the shares came back to retest the initial July support. So still a little bit of an ice rink in terms of the price action there. You should notice, though, that all the near-term moving averages are currently falling, and that is going to be something difficult to push against. And obviously that's what we're seeing at the moment. No such problems for the bulls in Canadian overseas. Here we've got a very constructive looking chart with the... I suppose that we had the initial moves up in June, retraced roughly 50% of the peak, so 0.5 to 0.25, back up again. Current situation is that while we're above 0.35 on an end of day close basis, looking to hit the top of that broadening triangle from the end of May, heading as high as 0.8 pence, which obviously sounds rather ambitious at the moment, but that's what it looks like. That would also be the hitting the old 2019 May resistance line as well in that area. So 0.7 to 0.8 pence while we hold above 0.35 on Canadian overseas. It wouldn't be fair without looking at Eurasia, which clearly remains one of the most talked about stocks here. As I said on the last occasion, it's encouraging to see how the shares have found support above 15 pence, which was the initial spike high on the day of the return from suspension. Now, the barrier that's come in is clearly at 20 pence, but the overall message remains above 15 pence, looking for that October resistance line projection as high as 25 pence over the next few weeks. Stock which I think updated the market today and looking encouraging, although it's obviously a very thin market here, is Gattaca. Here you can see a gap through the near-term moving averages, the 50-day line. That's the reason for the inclusion today, 50-day line at 45 pence. And the view is that while we're above that on an end-of-day close basis, there could be further upside. Top of the channel there from the end of March, heading up to 65 pence as a possible initial recovery target for those shares. I keep getting requests for KEFI, probably actually the most requested stock, which is rather surprising, but maybe after the time in the wilderness for the bulls, they just want to hear some decent charting news. That comes at the moment, by the way, that shares broke the old resistance at 1.3 pence from May, and while we're above that, looking for a top of February price channel target as high as 2.5 pence. And encouraging to see all the near-term moving averages rising there. So it does look as though, hopefully on this occasion, KEFI will go up and stay up in terms of the latest recovery that we have. Stock which keeps being quite enticing is Providence Resources. Obviously, we've got the Barry Rowe situation in the background there. But the overall pattern here, the chart pattern is that of a rising trend channel from November heading towards 8.5, perhaps even 9 pence. And the upside there valid while we hold above late June resistance at 4 pence. So risking half a penny to make perhaps another 4 pence, all things going well. One of today's rises is Equatorial. Here you can see that we've got the shares spiking vertically in quite an enthusiastic way after an extended period of sideways movement. Breaking that line of resistance from January around the 0.37 pence level and the 50-day line level. The view at this stage is that at least while we're above initial June resistance at 0.45, we could head up towards the February resistance line projection at 0.85. So stop loss just below 0.45, looking for 0.85, although clearly it's not the world's most liquid situation. Three more contenders to go for today in this epic broadcast. First one is Prairie Mining, where we've gapped up today. I think I looked at this previously, but this is there've been several gaps here because obviously it's a rather illiquid stock, but they have held, which is a positive sign. We're keeping an eye on that old peak from September last year at 18 pence, and a weekly close above that today would be rather encouraging enough to suggest that the shares could hit the top of the broadening triangle from the end of 2018, heading as high as 40 pence. Stop loss at the moment probably couldn't be any tighter than back below the 200-day line at 10 pence. But anyway, you get the overall picture there of a stock which looks like it is in recovery mode. Tiziana had a good day yesterday on the US market, its US incarnation. I think the shares were there, were up by 10% or more, actually. Current situation here is that although Tiziana on its UK listing has been lagging, currently looks as though it might actually start outperforming, which would be quite amazing because it has really lagged over recent months. Good support, as suggested by myself and others, I think, looking at the stock in between 140 and 150. So we had mini flush out yesterday on that basis. This looks like a decent bull flag here, well above old resistance. So the old resistance 120 and the floor of this flag 140. So that's a positive in its own right. And it means that we are probably more justified in looking for a top of March trend channel target as high as £2.50. Or perhaps actually that line looks like it's heading towards £2.60 or 70. So that would be quite a result for people who have held in there from the sub 50 area over the last few months, and given that some other farmers have fallen back, this has certainly been quite an outperformer. Stock which continue to get stick for, which I probably don't deserve, I think, but anyway, we've got Turn again today, looking healthy. The reason for the inclusion today is not only the bear trap rebound from below the 200-day moving average, just below 9 pence at the beginning of the week, but also if we get a decent weekly close above the 50-day line at 10.38 now, one would expect the stock to push higher towards that long-awaited target between 18 and 20 pence at the top of that rising December trend channel. And I expect to celebrate if we see that any time before the next 4 to 6 weeks. That's it for me today. Have a good weekend and see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.